Let's talk a little bit more about this Biden administration. Because in the past 2 weeks, you've watched as Democrats have been insisting that we are on the verge of losing our democracy because Republicans are attempting to pass voter integrity laws. Voter integrity laws. And some of the people who've seen what Joe Biden has had to say on the subject, including referring to these laws as, quote, 21st century Jim Crow, these kinds of statements are very dangerous. Ambassador Jim Gilmore is the former governor of Virginia and a former president, former ambassador to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe for President Donald Trump. And he joins us now. Ambassador Gilmore, great to talk to you, sir.
Great, Vince. Thanks for the chance to be on your show.
You wrote this week for the Washington Examiner that President Biden is inciting political violence here. Explain that.
Well, I wrote this article because I tuned in to hear President Biden because I've been sort of watching him and watching what he's trying to do. And the higher and higher pitch of his comments, the more irresponsible he's becoming. But, you know, I was sort of casually listening to it. And then he basically said, well, you know, we're going to pass this For the People Act, which is going to take away their states' rights to really regulate their own elections, because, and then he started using words like the laws are being passed in places like Georgia and Texas to have voter reliability. He described them as vicious, which kind of got my attention. And then he said the people who were opposing were peddlers of lies, which I thought was pretty insulting. And it just got worse. And then he basically said, well, you know, use this, the whole world is watching and that we have to act. So that was an incitement in his speech to his audience, including his television audience. And I really was very worried about that. But then as I listened to him speak, he then said, look, my duty is to block and to attack all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I thought to myself, well, my gosh, if I oppose what this guy is doing, and now suddenly I'm on his enemies list, I'm an enemy. Enemy of the United States, and that he has a duty to act and to suppress me. And frankly, I found that pretty creepy, pretty threatening, and not coming from a president. That shouldn't be coming from a president of the United States.
Yeah.
So I wrote an article to point this out, Vince, and to let people be aware of the extremists that are really running the president's administration at this point and putting words in his mouth, which are really very, very dangerous, particularly at this moment of division.
I mean, calling Republicans who support perfectly reasonable, but you don't have to. You could object to the law itself if you'd like, and make a reasoned case against it. But that's not what Democrats are doing. They're saying that their political opponents, as you've rightly pointed out, are their enemies, and that they need to be attacked. And I seem to recall from the Trump administration, a lot of Democrats getting furious when Donald Trump would refer to the press in particular as the quote enemy of the people. They thought that was just a bridge much too far, that was a signal of the end of the republic. Now you have Joe Biden broadly referring to the entire opposing political party as domestic enemies.
I think that's right. And you know, to me, what drives conservatives crazy, just crazy. And to your listening audience out there, if you're not a conservative, let me try to say this to you. What drives conservatives crazy is when there's no even-handedness, there's no two-way street. When the conservatives say something, they're condemned, and when liberals say something, it's A-okay, and I think that just drives people crazy.
Yes.
Well, in this particular case, none of that matters. The question is, you know, the states, it has never been shown to me why any of these states are doing anything except trying to create voter reliability. And so then they just jump up and say, well, no, this is voter suppression, voter suppression. How is that? Nobody's being prohibited from registering. Nobody's being prohibited from casting a ballot. In fact, the changes that are going on are just all about reliability. This voter ID, which everybody ought to have to do. We present IDs all the time.
Yes.
In order to do things.
In fact, in Texas, they already have mandatory voter ID, with the exception of the mail-in ballots. Up until now, the program has been that they have to use signature matching to verify the identity of the mail-in ballot. But if you vote in person, it's a mandatory voter ID situation. So the Republican solution here is, well, instead of a faulty system, which is signature matching, where a bureaucrat can just throw out a ballot on the basis of thinking that the signatures do not match the one on file, Well, now just write your driver's license number or the last four of your Social Security number, and we'll be able to establish it's you. How is that unreasonable?
Well, you know, and in the article in the Examiner, which I invite your listeners to go into and look at, I pointed out that I was the ambassador, United States ambassador, appointed by the president, confirmed by the United States Senate, by every senator, as a matter of fact, Republican and Democrats. And when I went to Vienna to represent the United States, I stood up for human rights, stood up for democracy, stood up for honest elections. That's part of what that organization does. And I just don't like coming back here and being called an enemy of the people by my president. I don't like that. I think that it's dangerous, it's extreme, and you should not be calling your political opponents in the United States of America enemies and then inciting your listeners to go out there and attack them and say, we've got to act. The whole world's watching. I remember back in the 60s when they were doing this whole world is watching stuff. That was a very violent attacks on police and that kind of calling them pigs and that kind of thing. So now we see the same thing, attacks on police now again. And this kind of language being used by the President of the United States is intended to incite violence. He should not be doing this. I'm not an enemy of the people. I, in fact, stood up for the people of the United States in Vienna. And I wanted to point it out, and that's why I wrote the article, Vince.
Ambassador Gilmore, I have my own thoughts on this, but why do you think Joe Biden has been telling these sorts of hysterical lies about the laws, the legislation in Georgia and in Texas?
I don't know, but I think that we shouldn't be distracted by this kind of extreme language. These are voter integrity proposals being made by legitimate representatives, elected representatives within the states, members of the state legislature. They're not appointed or they're not dictatorial. They're elected in a legitimate democracy in these states, and they're making decisions about how to run their elections. That's a legitimate thing to do. But it seems to me, it looks like to me, that the Democratic Party, which is now captured by the far left, seems to think that they can manipulate elections in a particular way, and they don't like the states putting in any voter integrity. They don't like voter ID. They don't like reasonable efforts to, in fact, make the vote reliable. But yet that's really what we have to have. Not only do elections have to be reliable, but the people who participate in them must believe they're reliable.
Yes.
And that's why I wrote the article.
Yes, people need confidence in the elections. That should not be a partisan point, but it is. It is now. Ambassador Gilmore, great to have you with us. Thank you so much. I think you're pointing out something really important and scary, actually. Thank you.
Good. Thank you, Vince. Look forward to talking to your listeners again.
I'd like to talk to you again as well, sir.